Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as the Astros come off of avoiding the sweep yesterday, a big win for them, as it was looking a little murky, but they avoid the sweep. But Saturday, Clint, and it feels like the noise is picking up. Feels like the noise is really picking up around the starter from Saturday, and that's Lance McCullers. Lance, Clint, went 2 2/3 innings, 4 earned, 3 walks, 1 strikeout, and it I think you brought it up earlier today. He really seemed to struggle to throw strikes. And luckily for his teammates, the asses was in Seattle. Because the way that Lance, and this is coming off of him against Texas before the break, going 3 innings and struggling through that game as well. It's been up and down, and I think it's fair to say through his 11 starts, there are probably more downs than ups since he's returned. And again, returned after missing nearly 1,000 days, multiple years of baseball and pitching against major league hitters in major league settings. But Clint, it feels like the noise is getting louder with him, and it potentially may put the Astros in a place where they've got to make a decision with him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't.
Are you not there yet?
No.
It's just been pretty loud.
I just don't think there's a decision to be made with Lance McCullers, Ron. I think they are going to, and I think it's a right call, especially given what your rotation looks like. I think you continue to roll him out there through 162, and you just let the cards fall where they may. The decision with Lance is when he came back, he's got 11 starts. You expect him to have 12 or 13 starts because he missed the 2 weeks or whatever it was with the ankle or foot or whatever it was. You hope to, or at least I hoped, that he would show enough promise that the Astros didn't feel a need to make a move at the trade deadline, which, by the way, we got 10 days here. The deadline's 31st of July here, I believe. That the Astros wouldn't have to make a move. I don't know that he was ever going to just eliminate the possibility, but make it really difficult between him and Spencer Arrigetti. I hoped one of those guys would make it really difficult for them to just have to make a move, and I don't think either one of them have. Spencer's been injured, obviously, and as you said, Lance has struggled. Look, I mean, 3 of Lance's last 4 starts. You mentioned the L.A. Dodgers start where the Astros won 18-1. He went 6 innings. He gave up a home run, which was the earned run that he gave up. That was a good outing July 4th, actually, right? The outing,
against the Dodgers, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 yes. run.
Well, I mean, you can go back even 5 starts ago. That was the lone one that you really liked, right?
Yeah,
the other ones you're talking about, 5 innings, 4 earned runs, 3 1/3, 8 earned runs, 3 innings, 5 earned runs, 2 2/3, 4 earned runs. I mean, it's like 4 of the last 5 outings for Lance McCullers have not been good at all. And so I don't think there's a decision to be made with Lance. I think Lance is promising enough. And all the other pitchers in the rotation that would be in competition with Lance are injured enough to where you're going to pitch him for 162. But now there is a sense of urgency to find your number 3. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think Spencer Arrigetti has enough time in 10 days. Hell, I don't even know if he comes back before the trade deadline. So they're going to have to. Lance McCullers' performance and Spencer Arrigetti's injury, I think, have put the Astros in a position where if they're serious about making a run this year, which they should be given how their supporting cast has been, they got to make a move at the trade deadline. They got to make a big move for a top 3 pitcher in this rotation.
We talked about this a little bit. You do think pitcher. You said it then. You think pitcher is now a priority.
Absolutely. I've not panicked at all because I thought Spencer Arrigetti would be back by now.
Now, I will say some guys are like Spencer threw 3 innings, I believe, in in the minors. So yep. did Christian Javier.
Yeah.
Throw three innings in the minors. Well, but you feel like a Kikuchi level.
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. I don't know how three innings.
Yeah, you can't trust Lance right now.
Well, yeah, you can't trust Lance right now. And according to the postgame show with the Astros yesterday, I believe it was, Bogusevic said, you know, hey, look, you're looking at another three or four outings from Spencer Arrighetti in Sugarland. I mean, I don't care how good he looks there. You can't put that level of stock in Spencer Arrighetti coming back and being a third starter. And we've seen from Lance, there's no way. I'm not quitting on Lance. I just think it's a poor decision to put stock in Lance McCullers as your third starter right now and not be super aggressive at the trade deadline to find that third starter.
Yeah. Where are you at with Lance? I respectfully disagree 1,000%. Lance, Lance McCullers is the worst pitcher in their rotation. I mean, I don't know.
He's playing the most inconsistent.
Well, he should be. He just missed 900+ days of baseball.
I'm sorry. Fair. To me, I know, Tyler, you love Big C. But, I mean, right now, if the Astros had to, you know, play a gotta-have-it game and it's between Lance and Colton Gordon, I'm going to pick Lance.
Yes.
And if they had to play a gotta-have-it game, and I know some people may disagree, and listen, I may be a fool, too, on this because I do believe in experience, but if it's Lance and Ryan Gusto, I would pick Lance.
Yes, that is a correct answer.
And I would pick Lance over the redhead.
Yes.
So, listen, he is struggling. And at this point, right now.
The redhead. How disrespectful are you?
That's what he is. at this point right now, he is struggling. And you wouldn't trust anybody. You wouldn't trust him out there. Just like I don't think you'd really trust those other guys in a playoff game. But I just, as you said, Clint, you were talking. Dude has been out for as long as he's been in. Like, there's probably some expectation that it's going to take him some time to get going again. And if you were to say in 11 starts, he would have some up and down action, would that be a surprise? But Lance, I don't think it would be. So, I don't think right now, Clint, I'm with you. Dana Brown, if I were Dana Brown, I would be operating as if I need to get a Kikuchi level start. To not take chances with it. I would operate that because with their lineup, they're probably going to need to stop some folks.
Hey, to no surprise, Tricky Dick on Coach Olin.
Oh, Lord.
Lance needs to go.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know how Dick feels about it.
Oh, he's not a Lance guy.
It never has been.
Damn it, Tricky Dick.
Yeah, he has to go.
He threw the old baseball emoji out there, too. I think it's actually a softball emoji, but that was big for him.
I mean, what was that blue balls kid? They want him to come up and...
What?
Blue balls, blue bond.
Blue bow.
What's his name?
However you say it.
Oh, blue balls.
I like blue balls.
That's not blue balls.
Something like that. Yeah, no, I'm good. Now, hey, Christian Javier, Spencer, get back. All right. But if Spencer Arrighetti comes back, you know it's not Lance that's coming out of the rotation.
No, it shouldn't be.
Right? Bury me in the H.
We got to get $80 million worth out of Lance now.
It's that fella that's pitching tonight.
Yeah.
The redhead staying in, I think. All right, listen, Lance is one thing to kind of talk about. The bigger problem, because Lance ain't it, the bigger problem is what the hell is going on with your ace? What the hell is going on with Hunter Brown? We'll get into that coming up next.
What is going on?